Good afternoon. Welcome back to another appointment with Conversation with Camping Business. We have the pleasure today to host Mr. Stefan Lutzenkirchen, Senior Consultant of GSR Consulting. New topics dominate the present and the future. Digital business models, design thinking, and agility are all models that fundamentally influence the business world. GSR Consulting has more than 30 years of successful work in the automotive industry, trade and other sectors, such as manufacturing and social services, as consultancy and a research company. One of the most important studies for the outdoor industry is the research about the German motorhome and caravan market. The second edition of this comprehensive master study on the growth market of caravans and motorhomes have been published in 2021. In a short time, the third edition of these studies will be available for the industry, an important basis for decision makers that present latest insights into market trends for new products and services, the customer journey and touch points of the target group, as well as the use of vehicles, parking spaces, and campsites. So, welcome, Stefan. Thank you very much for being here with us and answering our question. Good afternoon to you.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for the invitation.
Thank you. Thank you, Stefan. Let's go with our first question. Straight away. Okay. Stefan, you have a long experience in the caravan sector. What have you been your previous experience, and what do you do today at GSR?
Yeah, thank you very much. I worked for a long time in the automotive history for OEM, and I started the caravanning business of this OEM 15 years ago here in Germany, and I professionalized all the things around this today very successful business for the OEM. And it is my hobby to sit in a caravan, in a motorhome, and to enjoy my time as long as I can on the grounds outside of Cologne and in my motorhome. So I have a professional view and a private view on this sector. Today I am a senior consultant for the GSR company in Augsburg, what is one of the leading experts for the automotive business. And we have a specialized focus on the caravanning business in the past years, since we are working for several actors on the market as financing companies, OEMs, dealers, and service providers.
Okay, Stefan, can you sum it up, the main key points of this study, of your study?
Yeah, we started 3 years ago thinking about another approach of market transparency. Because of the fact that we are working for several actors on the market, we learned that the data which are available to take best decisions for the future of the business are quite thin. It's not that much available to understand the whole business in a perfect way. And that's why we decided to develop another way of studying the market based on a population representative volume of people we are asking, and this gives us the full picture of the market in a 360 degrees approach. And in this way, we are facing all the aspects of owning and using the car, all aspects of the market and marketplaces, the budgets which are needed, and the preferences of the people. We know the personas, we know everything about people which have affinity to caravanning. And this helps us to give our customers, the OEMs, the producers, the automotive industry, the financing services, and the campsites, of course, the best informations for their strategic decisions. And now, after two editions in the past 2 years under the corona pressure, we decided for this year, for 2022, to go a step forward. And we made the study now in a other, bigger way as we are focusing all the customers on the market with their perspective, as well as the dealers with their perspective. So we can enrich the study on this way for our customers.
Perfect. The German market for home, motorhomes and caravans continue to fly. Our readers are the owners of European campsites. What guidance could you give the camping industry based on the German customer preferences?
Yeah, what is the key factor today? It's, of course, digitalization. So you need a perfect presentation of your campsite on the leading internet platforms, as well as your own presence in the internet should be really perfect, multilingual, with all the details people need for immediate decision of to book the place and to understand the full service which campsites are going to provide. This is one point. Another point is that you have to look for the today's and, of course, future expectations of your customers. In the past, it was enough to have a green field and to have a good access to a beach. This is not longer enough today, since many markets are growing with their campsites, what is not the case in Germany. We will speak about this later, I guess. And in this competition, it is important today, with a focus on German customers, German tourists, that you have the providing the best Wi-Fi service, clean and modern facilities, and all these things around people expecting from a modern campsite today.
Great. You just told us that you are also a motorhome user. Was this what is the reception situation in Germany today? Is that enough? What are the main problems in this segment?
Yeah, this is a very good question, because I spend a lot of time always in the Netherlands or in France or in other countries. And in Germany, the situation is totally different to these well-developed markets. In Germany, the campsites are often very old and often in not the best shape. And what my feeling is that the companies which are providing the campsites, as well as the regions, the touristical regions, are missing a chance there to do things better and to make sure that with a modern facility, with a modern access, with a digital contact to the customers, bringing new, fresh customers to these campsites. And this is in Germany for sure a big problem, as well as the growing market of motorhomes. And motorhomes, as you know, are not always looking for a campsite. They are looking for facilities outside or grounds outside of campsites and in the cities, in the big cities or on the rivers or wherever. And many communes are not prepared for this demanding customers. And we see here indeed space for progress.
Okay. The camper producer, a bit through Europe, seems not to be very active in creating parking situation, campsites and parking areas. The two industries, the one of hospitality and the one of production, seems to have not dialogue. Do you also have this perception? Do you also feel the same?
Yeah, we have the same perception, and we tried several times to bring the actors together and to find together a solution. But we learned already years ago that the interest, the focus is totally different. It doesn't matter for a campsite company which kind of car is coming. You know, okay, today, if the cars are getting bigger and bigger, more than 8 meters, more than 4 or 5 tons, it is a point for the campsite, but these are not the rule. The rule is that people come with a 6, 7, 8 meters motorhome or with a 5, 6, 7 meters caravan, and it doesn't matter which brand it is or what is the specific configuration of the car. So there is no direct link between both. We have to cover the needs and to prepare the future of the campsites separately from the preparing the future of the automotive or caravanning industry. This is something totally different. Because if you have today a connection to the charging system on the campsite, it doesn't matter if your car is built in 82 or in 2022.
Yes. Let's go with our question. Now we have a little critical question. There is, in your opinion, the risk that the ones who bought a motorhome, maybe on the basis of this new trend, will find in a short time the lack of the reception facilities and maybe resell their camper away for this bottleneck that we just told about.
Yeah. And your question is now, how can we cover this problem, or what is the question?
The question is, if you feel the risk that somebody will resell their camper because it's not easy for them to find facilities to stay overnight with their camper.
Yeah, this is indeed a point. We can't see that today in a huge dimension because there are many people waiting for a car and they are happy if other people will sell their car. But it's not in the sense of the industry that people making bad decisions if they buy a caravan or a motorhome and then they can't find the right spot to spend their holidays. So this is a general problem, and our recommendation is that people of the government as well as people of the local tourist management should discuss this point and to create a good atmosphere for the future of this kind of tourism, because it will grow for sure, not just German tourists, as well tourists from all countries around will visit Germany. And if we are not well prepared for this in Germany as well as in other countries, but I see more problem here in Germany, we will lose business and people will be looking for other destinations. So the point is that government and tourism management should find a good way to prepare the future of campsites in Germany.
And a synergy and a collaboration between politics and operators.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, let's talk about vehicles. The camper van, do you think, is a passing trend, or is something a typology for vehicle that will last in the art of campers for the future?
In our view, it will grow for sure in the next years. Of course, after all these circumstances we see at the moment on the market, with the result that we have not enough cars and not enough industrial capacity to prepare the cars. But we see a growing potential, a huge growing potential for different reasons. The first reason is that it is at the end a question of the budget of the people to have their own motorhome. And in this segment of camper vans, we see many, many people using this car as well for the normal weekly use, as well
daily use
for the holidays. So they have a synergy in using the car. This is one reason that this kind of segment will grow. The second reason is that we see a technical progress in the way that these cars are more and more getting electrified. And as we all know, all over Europe, there is a push on electrified cars. And here in this segment, we have a good balance between the weight of the car and the autonomy of the electrified engine.
Vehicle.
This is another aspect. And at the end, the third aspect, we see in our study that people discovering the opportunities around caravanning getting younger and younger. And in these younger ages, you have other expectations around your decision for a car than in the 50s or 60s. And these people are preferring these kind of cars.
Perfect. What is the situation of the caravan market in Germany? Registration have been decreasing for several years now. What will be the future of the caravan? We mean the caravan and not the camper. For our
this is the $1 million question, but I will try to answer. We saw in the last, in the past decade, the past 10 years, we saw growing motorhome market. Up to now, registered about 750,000 motorhomes in Germany. What is the double of that what we saw in 2010? So growing market. But we see as well defensive development of the caravaning market. Our expectation for the future is that the motorhome market will grow in the next 2-3 years, but then it comes to a stop of the growing due to the fact that we have not enough campsites and that we have more and more regulations by the government in the frame of parking outside of campsites, parking in the cities, what is not longer allowed. And the people need more and more budget, not just for the car, as well for the parking if the car is not in use. These are points we have to cover to enable the market for further growing. And what we see is that younger people are rediscovering the caravan sector. So if the industry is able to provide new, modern, fresh ideas on the caravan side, for sure this could be a way to win new target groups for these old style.
To engage new customers.
Yes.
New groups of customers.
Yeah.
Okay. Last question. Are you okay?
Yeah.
For your experience, what are the main differences in attending campsites in different countries in Europe, if there are some?
every country of the big countries has their own specific situation in terms of weather conditions, beaches, very popular destinations in the form of big metropole cities. This is different in the countries. What we see in with an eye on the quality of the campsites itself, my favorite is at the moment the Netherlands, because this is the country with the standard today, state-of-the-art digitalization, modern facilities, a very transparent pricing, maximum on flexibility. You don't have to book 6 months ago to get for 10 days or 15 days your campsite. Okay, in the high season it is always the same all over Europe, but in this all over the year, this is a maximum on flexibility. And I like caravaning in the Netherlands because of the fact that you have other positive impressions outside the campsite. For example, the infrastructure for biking, etc. Yeah. This is very, very modern in the Netherlands, and the Netherlands are prepared for 12 months caravaning, so you can find a spot from January to December. In South Europe, it is very different from country to country, but you have some things are similar. For example, that the season is quite short, starting often in April or May, ending in September and October. And this is not longer, in my view, this is not longer matching the needs of the people. I was in December in South France, and I was really surprised that it was so difficult to find a campsite for a certain price. Okay, you can pay a higher price then, no problem. But the most campsites are closed, and I understood why. Because mostly the campsites in South France and in Spain the same are not just campsites. These are fun and children parks. Yes. With big water installations, etc. And this, to provide these big installations in winter, it is, I think, too expensive. But maybe this campsite can develop another kind of business with a target group in winter time, that they focus on a smaller part of their campground to offer something for the winter months. Because this is a trend here in Germany, as it is since years a trend in Scandinavia, that people are looking for opportunities in the winter time. And South Europe, South France, Italy, Croatia, Spain are interesting destinations, I guess.
Okay, Stefan, we just thank you so much for your time, for your opinion, for your smiling attitude, and the precious data and the opinions that you have gave to us. We say goodbye to our audience, and we say we give an appointment for the next appointment with conversation with Camping Business. Thanks to Stefan Lutzenkirchen, consultant of GSR Consulting, and thank you all for watching us. Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Thank you very much.
Bye.